Would you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Leet.
This is our time for public comment. If anybody in the public would like to say anything about anything that's not agendized, this would be your time. You have 3 minutes. I'm looking at a very low turnout. Mr. Coteau, do you have anything you'd like to say? Okay, we'll close public comment and move on to the consent calendar.
Move approval of consent calendar.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any public discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agency reports. Is the fire department supposed to be here? Mm. Or is he walking in as we speak? No. Hey, June, you want to give us a fire report? Okay, we will pass that for the moment in case they do show up. If not, then we'll just move on. Item E is Veolia. Hello, Bernie.
Hello, good evening. Okay, in the month of July, we continue our safe practices with staff. 360 days, 6 days, on 9 years, almost 158,000 hours.
Hmm. Oh, my heavens.
Okay. Sorry. Safe training, heat stress, all the heat. We went over to make sure the staff don't pass out while they're working. All monthly and quarterly reports were submitted on time to the state board, water board. All wells are running. We pushed out a little bit of 119 million gallons in July. All samples back to East come back negative. Water production 119 million, which we're still below our baseline of 2013, was about 24 to 25% reduction still. Still conserving water. High flow use based on water use. July was a good month wastewater wise, but due to this hot weather and continued heat, we did have a high nitrate, 35 for the month. And the reason we're having that is because we're going to have no way to denitrify currently in our process, and that's one of the next steps in our build out. We have no way to form an anaerobic digester bugs, anaerobic dive bugs during the heat. We're beginning our sewer assessments. Work order staff continue to do a great job of keeping work orders on time and completed on a timely manner. And backlog at a minimum, I think we're down to two. We're still waiting on two long lead items to come in. And just basic call out wait. Most of those call outs have been on water weeks and the weekends. But other than that, things are going very well.
Well, thanks, Bernie. I'm still digesting. No pun intended. Maybe I think
we have fire
chief. Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Bernie. We will now move back to item D, East Contra-Costa Fire Protection District.
Good evening, board.
Hey, sorry, thanks for coming. That's okay.
So, here is my operational report for the month of July. I already know we're halfway through August and it's been extremely busy. So there were 57 calls in Discovery Bay for the month of July with an average response time of 1031. The majority of these again were medical in nature. There were two significant incidents in Discovery Bay in July. One of those was a small vegetation fire off of Newport that was just under a half acre in size, but we were able to keep it to a minimum. There was also a minor hazmat incident in the Poe Drive area. That was caused by illegal dumping. I'm sure everybody saw that come up in some local social media. And the person who committed that was talked to by a local sheriff's department, so they know who did it from that. For the full month of July, there were 635 calls with an average response time of 840. That consisted of 7 residential fires, 1 commercial fire, 3 vehicle fires, 26 vegetation fires, and 20 exterior fires. Something new I've added to the report is exterior fires. This time of year, not every fire is classified as a vegetation fire, quote unquote, but there, some are called exterior fires, which we call some of our smaller roadside fires. But those fires do have the potential to become bigger, larger vegetation fires. It's just how they get classified at the initial dispatch. So you'll be seeing me talk about that number a little bit in the future. We also had 29 vehicle accidents, with 8 of those requiring rescue, 3 vehicle versus pedestrians, 6 motorcycle accidents, and 2 bicycle accidents. The major incident in the district for the month of July was the Marsh incident. I'm sure everybody here was at least a little bit familiar with that since it made the news. The fire burned 247 acres in the Marsh Creek area. The incident did span over 3 days. The second 2 days were just a lot of patrol and mop up for hotspots. Our district committed 2 engines to the incident for the full time. We were able to bring in off-duty personnel for those 3 days also, so we were able to keep extra engines in the district as well. On top of that, each chief was in the district the whole time, so there were all 5 of us there in various tasks and roles with either command or helping patrol the incident and things of that nature. Talking about larger fires, we do have an engine currently at the Mendocino Complex. They are at the, they actually just moved to the Elk Creek Hella Base. Their job has been a single resource to protect a hella base in that area that's doing daytime helicopter operations for airdrops. And they're basically doing crash rescue is what they're doing. After that, and just to give you a brief update, we only had 5 candidates apply for the fire board in November, so therefore there won't be a need for an election, so those 5 members will be appointed at that time. On top of that, this coming Friday will be our 2nd fire board retreat for the current fire board members, talking about the strategic planning. After this Friday's meeting, they're going to plan on having some more community meetings coming up in the near future, most likely the September-October area as we get into fall. And then finally, we have just started a Vimeo account. Part of that was we filmed all these meetings. We had people at all these meetings taking film. But these meetings are very long, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So YouTube is just not viable. We're having problems with it. So we've started a Vimeo account. As of tomorrow and the next day, we will start posting all those longer strategic planning meetings and workshop meetings on that account. We will put those all over our social media, and I will send an email to the board and all the board and all the members here, so you guys have that link. You can go watch those past videos just for more information or if any questions arise from that. And that is my operational report for July.
So, Glenn, just a question. I was driving Basco Road last week after an incident. I think one night, it was the next morning, and I happened to pass by a location where a fire truck, a very large fire truck, was being loaded onto the back flatbed. Oh. Is that one of ours?
To my knowledge, no. We have not had any fire engines break down that needed tow. We did have a Hitachi's vehicle
This was a fire truck, and it was in Contra Costa County. It was before the Alameda County line. I know what you're talking about. That was the first big bend.
Quite a sightseeing.
Right by that East Bay Regional, that new sign they put up that said the green.
Yeah, yes.
It was just below that.
That was not one of ours that needed to be towed, as far as I know.
Interesting. Yeah. I saw it too. Yeah. Okay. I just want to say, I just got back from Mendocino. I was deployed up there for 6 days.
Okay.
Just got back from there today, and they seemed to have a pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
They say it won't be done until September, but the good news is that they didn't lose a lot of structures. It's not like the shadow. I was up at Carr before that, where they lost 1,100 homes. Here it was about 120 homes, I think.
Yeah, and
just a lot of evacuees.
Yeah, we fully expect our unit to be released this weekend. That's the time frame they've given us. And just for information, that unit is staffed with off-duty personnel, so we did not take a unit from district to send them there and have lack of coverage. We pulled in off-duty guys. They staffed one of our backup engines
And it's outside financing too. It doesn't come out.
Correct. Yeah, we obviously we front load it, and then as we come back, the state does reimburse us for the full amount. So it's a cost neutral thing for us.
Very good. Well, thank you. For any other comments?
No.
Thanks for coming out. Really appreciate the report.
Thank you. Great job.
Okay. Business and action items. F1.
Back in 2008, the district put together a injury, illness, and prevention program. This is required by Cal OSHA. It was updated in 2014. And this item is before you tonight as a 2018 update to that policy and program. It's there for your approval.
Is there anything in particular you want to point out about this, or is it pretty much status quo?
It's pretty much status quo. There wasn't much to the update. It does remind us that at one point we were having safety committee meetings, and I think that those got put on the back burner, but we're going to be reinstituting those. And it's interesting to note, Bernie was talking about the heat injury program. That's kind of part of an injury illness prevention program, those kind of things. And also what you will be seeing in the future is some of our safety programs, which will be components of this, will be brought to you at future meetings, such as heat illness, stuff like that.
And that part, I mean, part of that's required by our insurance to have these meetings, isn't it, or is it not, or am I wrong?
Yes, in fact, I think the person that helped us update this was a recommendation to our insurance company.
I'll make a motion that we approve it as written.
I'll second that.
Any discussion from the public? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Standing committee reports.
Yeah, Chris and I had a Parks and Rec meeting today. Staff gave us an update on front entrance. Lighting concept kind of a thing, and trying to get the ball started, we decided that we're going to go out for an RFP for a separate stucco repair company and an electrical company, a painting company, and then go out for an RFP for landscaping, which would include lighting and all the necessary things. And the ball is left, plane is off the ground.
Yeah, and then also there's some upgrades and some new additions to the dog park, I'm assuming. So there's some money that was raised for some obstacle. Max put together a few items that are going to be installed in the near future, so fun stuff.
And then also, Matt gave us an update on summer and fall events that are coming up. The new event calendar will be mailed out 2 weeks from now, something like that. Be ready to sign up for a program.
There was something on next door about a gate that was open, that broke down the small dog park, or an opening in the fence. Do you know anything about that? Do you hear anything about that?
It's already taken care of.
Thank you. I don't think we haven't had a water, we have ours this tomorrow, actually. Water waste water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so we haven't had any meeting. Have anything you want to report, Bill?
I don't think so. Did we have a meeting? We are discussing.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause, any other report of items? Okay, manager report. Any reports from our managers?
I just wanted to read none from them.
Okay.
I just
General
wanted to
report. Now it's your turn.
Thank you. The $8.01 water meter installation charge has appeared on this last mailing, which was for the July billing. I just wanted to let you know that I understand that there's been some activity about it on Nextdoor, but that's not a surprise. I will say that the phone calls to the office have been not quite moderate, between light and moderate, and much of it is because the bill is much higher than normal. But contributing to that is July hot weather usage. And for the most part, 95% of the people, once they got the explanation, they were satisfied.
Great comment on that. I would like to ask staff if they could look at, I know there's a block in there for communication in the invoices going to the homeowners. Maybe reiterate in there how to get online to do a meter check so you can check, watch it yourself. Maybe we can put a little blurb in there, here's how to do that, et cetera. That might help eliminate some things too.
Yeah, I believe you're referring to Eye on the Water, and we can do that.
Yeah.
What is Eye on Water?
Eye on Water is an application that allows you to go online and actually see your water usage.
So that's because I went there and I clicked on it and wanted me to sign up, and I signed up for so many things. Anyway, I didn't know if it was a general app or if it was specifically for us. Okay, now I know. I will sign up for it. And the other interesting thing was is that I don't have any landscaping, and yet my bill did go up and double. So
well, you're thirstier in
general. Apparently that's the case. Huh?
Rate increase.
Okay, yeah, because my bill went from $5 to $16, so it went from $5 to $8 plus $8. And I looked at it and went, okay, that makes sense to me. Seems reasonable.
And we're still among the, well, still the lowest.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I think that it was just, I think it was an education issue, and I think that actually some people on the next door did us a favor and did some explaining on there. And I didn't see a whole bunch of negative comments, so that's probably a good thing. Of course, anything else from the general manager?
That concludes my report.
Andy, you have anything?
No report.
Okay, are we going into a closed session?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will turn it over to the council.
Town Discovery Bay will now go to closed session to discuss the item identified on the agenda as M1.